It's time for Recipe of the Day. I feel like I've become an expert on cooking for two, or even just understanding the difference between cooking for a small household versus cooking for a larger household. Back before I was divorced, I was always cooking for four people. And then after the divorce, I was often cooking for three of us, two smaller children and myself, and then sometimes just me because my kids would be at their dad's. And then, of course, I started dating Marty. And so then I was cooking for four people some weeks and two people sometimes, and then Marty often goes to his own place, so one person. So I just really know the difference between, you know, stocking the fridge for one versus two versus three versus four people, and also how to cook for those different numbers. And I know that some people think that this is just easy. Like, okay, today's recipe is for chicken noodle soup for two. And I've heard from people, they say, well, why don't you just want to make the bigger batch and then you have leftovers and you can put some in the freezer? And I'm like, yeah, but if every day when I cook, I have leftovers and things for the freezer, then I'm never getting through it all. And there's always all these containers in the fridge and management and things to worry about in the freezer. Sometimes I just want to cook what I want to eat right now and not have to worry about there being more to deal with after. And especially, like, I think this recipe, just a nice little pot of chicken soup, it gets exactly the comfort that you need. It is right there. You ladle it into the bowls and then that's it. It really just dirties one pot, one cutting board, and, you know, cleanup's easy. You're not getting out any containers after, just like that. Now, one of the difficulties when you're like scaling down recipes comes in when you have to use like half cans of things. If a recipe calls for a can of diced tomatoes, now you have half a can of diced tomatoes, then you have the other half going into the fridge, you know? So chicken noodle soup isn't really like that. So it's not really as hard to scale this down for two people as it would be for other recipes. But the key to this version is it has the right amount of broth to cook the noodles in it and not have the noodles soak up all the liquid. Because if you're doing this quick little one pot chicken noodle soup for two, you don't want to have a separate pot that you're cooking the noodles in. You know what I mean? And also, like, when you're doing this for a larger pot of soup, you would cook the noodles separate so that when you have your leftovers, the noodles aren't soaking up the broth. We're not really planning to have leftovers, so we're not worrying about that. We're cooking the noodles right in there. So that's kind of where I'm going with this. Now, because it is fairly easy to scale this recipe down the way that I have done, I was able to use my classic chicken noodle soup recipe that was kind of like already a cheat on trying to mimic my baba, my grandmother's chicken noodle soup that I loved. So I was trying to recreate the flavors of her soup, but more quickly way back when. Now, this is that more quick version of her soup also scaled down to for two. So it is just delicious, easy, quick, one pot. You're going to love this one. You're going to start with a medium or large saucepan over medium low heat, and you're melting a tablespoon of butter in there. Why butter? I find that the butter gives you that kind of like schmaltzy chicken fat flavor, or not flavor, but like richness that you would get in a chicken soup that was using, you know, dark pieces of chicken simmered for hours. You're getting a little bit of that approximation with the butter. If you don't want to use the butter, that's fine. You can use olive oil, grapeseed oil, whatever oil you cook with. But I'm doing a tablespoon of butter in that saucepan over medium low heat. And then you're adding a cup of matchstick carrots. These are carrots that are sold already julienned. They're sometimes called shredded carrots. Really easy to just have on hand, grab the handful or so that you need. Here I'm recommending that you give them a rough chop, just because they're kind of long and you want the little pieces to fit on your spoon. The bonus here is that you're not having to peel the carrots. Just give those matchsticks a rough chop. But if you want to peel the carrots and cut them up, you're doing a fine chop. And once you've done that, you want a cup of them. Okay, so you're adding those carrots to the butter along with half of a small onion chopped. Then increase the heat to medium, cook and stir those until they're softened, 3 or 4 minutes. Then add one clove of garlic that you've minced up. Stir and cook that for 30 seconds. Then we're going in with the broth. It's 4 cups of low sodium chicken stock. Now, that 4 cups might sound like a lot for two people, but it really just gives you two generous portions in the end. It's because some of that stock is going to evaporate a bit while it simmers and some is going to get soaked up by the noodles. The other reason that I use 4 cups is that is how much is in one of those standard cartons of stock. And so you could just use the whole thing and not have a lot left over. But I'm promising you, it's going to make 2 large bowls of soup and they're not going to be like super full of lots of ingredients. So it's going to be a good amount for two people. Okay, so you're adding the 4 cups of the chicken stock. I use low sodium just so that I am controlling the salt a little bit and I can decide later how much I add. Along with the broth, you are adding some salt. The recipe says 1/2 teaspoon. You can start with less and add more later. 1/4 teaspoon of coarsely ground black pepper. I like that because my baba used to put whole peppercorns in her broth and then she would pull them out. Sometimes you'd get the odd one in there still. And so that coarse black pepper reminds me of that. But if you don't want to use the coarse, use a little bit less of the regular like table black pepper. It's going to be less just because the coarse black pepper takes up more volume than regular pepper. And we don't want this to be too peppery, right? Okay. So you've added the broth, salt, and pepper, increase heat high, and cover the pot to bring it to a boil. Putting the cover on just makes it boil more quickly. While it's coming to a boil, you're going to get 1/2 pound of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. That's about 2 of them. And you're going to cut them into 1/2 inch pieces. Then once that broth is boiling, you stir in the chicken, bring it back up to a boil, then reduce the heat down to a simmer. And you're just cooking, stirring occasionally until the chicken is cooked through. But it's really only going to take a minute because that broth is really hot and the chicken is in small pieces. Okay, once the chicken is cooked through, increase the heat high again. And then you're stirring in 3/4 of a cup of uncooked fine egg noodles. You want some kind of noodle that's really small so that it has a short cooking time and it's not going to soak up too much of the liquid either. So you're adding those in there, bring it back up to a boil, reduce it down to a simmer, cook until the noodles are however soft you like them. If that's al dente or softer, it's just going to be a few minutes. Give that all a stir, taste, add more salt and pepper if you'd like, and then ladle it into those 2 bowls and dig in. We would have probably crushed some saltine crackers over that before eating. That's up to you. However you do it, you are not going to have much to do after dinner. Wash that cutting board, wash that pot, put those bowls in the dishwasher, and you can go relax for the evening. No leftovers to put away, nothing to worry about for the freezer. It is perfect. I will put the link to this recipe in the show notes for this podcast episode, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get it there. Everything there is arranged by date, so it's helpful to know that today is October 30th of 2025. And yes, that means that tomorrow is Halloween. This is actually such a perfect recipe for me to be talking about right now. Back in the day, I used to go to my baba's place on Halloween to help her hand out candy so she didn't have to get up and down every time the doorbell was ringing. And she would often make a pot of soup or chili for us to have before the trick-or-treating started. So this is a great thing for you to make for Halloween. It's also a great thing for me to be talking about and thinking about my baba on this day that we always used to spend together. Really nice memory. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy this soup. It really is very delicious and very special. I'm Christine Pittman from cookthestory.com, thecookful.com, the all-new chicken cookbook, and from this podcast, Recipe of the Day. I hope you have a great day. Let's get cooking.